It's obvious that the infinite norm is less than the L1 norm, so we're not really going too much detail about that. The thing we want to show is that the large single values are lower bound of the H infinite norm of the trans function. So we're going to start with the state specialization of the trans matrix, and we're going to assume that AB is controlled and observable. Otherwise, we can always do another realization, that is, just throw away all this uncontrolled and observable parts, and we get the same trans function. So it really doesn't matter when we assume that it's controllable and observable. So then, of course, we can also assume the realization is a balance, so it satisfies the Lyapunov equation, and then the Lyapunov equation solution is given by sigma. Then we can do the derivative along the solution of the differential equations, and using the solution of the Lyapunov equation, by taking sigma out, and then we substitute the Lyapunov equation in, and then complete square. Okay, we're not going to go into too much detail here, so all we're going to do is complete square with respect to W. Then we do the integration from minus infinity to zero. Okay, assume that a system is relaxed at minus infinity, and with a given initial conditions, then we end up with, well, the x0 star sigma inverse x0 is less than the 2 norm of the input signal W. Okay, so this gives us that the infimal for the given initial state, okay, the minimum norm of the input vector is actually equal to the x0 star sigma inverse x0. Okay, now we can also calculate the norm of the output with zero input and with the given initial condition of x0. Of course, that can be calculated very easily, because the output becomes the a response of to the initial condition, which is equal to CEAT x0. Then we compute the 2 norm of that and write the equation out. Then we can immediately conclude that the 2 norm, square of the 2 norm, is actually x0 star sigma x0.